Yes, I think this is an absolute scandal when we look at the amount of money that was invested in a bespoke state-of-the-art maternity theatre, which is the least that the women of Donegal deserve, that they would have this theatre beside the new maternity wing that was opened 18 years ago. And the fact that that's been lying empty over those 18 years is simply unjustifiable. Not only is it a disservice to pregnant women in the county, but also what it's done is it's actually now meant that one of our inpatient theatres in the hospital is now out of use for inpatient purposes because it has to be kept free at all times in case of an emergency cesarean section. So this is a campaign that myself and Pádraig McLoughlin announced last year as part of our document in terms of the challenges of Letterkenny University Hospital. It's one of the issues that we want to see delivery on, and I'm renewing my calls this week for the government to act on this. We've brought it to the government, we've brought it to the management of the hospital, we've brought it to the HSC, and there is no reason, bar financing, bar resourcing, why this facility isn't opened.
And the management at the hospital said that it wasn't open because it wasn't resourced. So as you say, the hospital does need more funding, as we have heard continually.
Yes, and look, this is a case of just, you know, staffing and resourcing. This was announced 18 years ago to great fanfare. Bertie Ahern himself came to the hospital and made a big announcement. You know, and as governments do, it wasn't just announced one time. It was announced over and over and over and over again. And 18 years later, we're still waiting for this theatre to be commissioned, to be opened, to be used for the people of Donegal. And at the same time, year on year, our waiting lists are going longer. Our consultants are telling us that they can't get theatre time. And the five theatres that are in Letterkenny University Hospital, only three of them are used regularly because one hasn't been commissioned for the last 18 years and the other one has to be kept free for emergency cesarean sections. And that's simply not acceptable. And that's why I'm asking the government to move on this issue without delay. And I intend to ensure that this facility is opened this year in 2018 so that we can all benefit from the additional theatre in the hospital, and the women of Donegal are given the best service possible with a theatre there adjacent to the maternity suite.